Ezekiel 24:1 through 26:21. On January 15th, during the ninth year of King Jehoiachin's reign, the message came to me from the Lord, this message. Son of man, write down today's date, because on this very day the king of Babylon is going to begin his attack against Jerusalem. Then give these rebels an illustration with this message from the sovereign Lord. Put a pot on the fire and pour in some water. Fill it with choice pieces of meat, rump and shoulder, and all the most tender cuts. Use only the best sheep from the flock. Heap fuel on the fire beneath the pot. Bring the pot to a boil and cook the bones along with the meat. Now this is what the sovereign Lord says. What sorrow awaits Jerusalem, the city of murderers. She is a cooking pot whose corruption can't be cleaned out. Take the meat out in random order, for no place is better than another. For the blood of her murderers is splashed on the rocks. It is even spilled on the ground, and where the dust could cover it. So I will splash her blood on a rock for all to see, an expression of my anger and vengeance against her. This is what the sovereign Lord says. What sorrow awaits Jerusalem, the city of murderers. I will myself pile up fuel beneath her. Yes, heap on the wood. Let the fire roar to make the pot boil. Cook the meat with many spices and afterward burn the bones. Now set the empty pot on the coals. Heat it red hot. Burn away the filth and corruption, because it's hopeless. The corruption can't be cleaned off, so throw it in the fire. Your impurity is your lewdness, and your corruption the corruption of your idolatry. I tried to cleanse you, but you refused. So now you will remain in your filth until my fury against you has been satisfied. I, the Lord, have spoken. The time has come, and I won't hold back. I will not change my mind, and I will have no pity on you. You will be judged on the basis of all your wicked actions, says the sovereign Lord. Then this message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, with one blow I will take away your dearest treasure. Yet you must not show any sorrow at her death. Do not weep, let there be no tears. Groan silently, but let there be no wailing at her grave. Do not uncover your head or take off your sandals. Do not perform the usual rituals of mourning or accept any food brought to you by consoling friends. So I proclaimed this to the people the next morning, and in the evening my wife died. The next morning I did everything I had been told to do. The people asked, "What does all this mean? What are you trying to tell us?" So I said to them, "A message came to me from the Lord. I was told to give this message to the people of Israel. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I will defile my temple, the source of your security and pride, the place of your heart delights in. Your sons and daughters whom you left behind in Judea will be slaughtered by the sword. Then you will do as Ezekiel has done. You will not mourn in public or console yourselves by eating food brought by friends. Your heads will remain covered and your sandals will not be taken off. You will not mourn or weep, but you will waste away because of your sins. You will mourn privately for all the evil you have done. Ezekiel is an example for you. You will do just as he has done. And when that time comes, you will know that I am the Lord." Then the Lord said to me, "Son of man, on the day that I take away their stronghold, their joy, their glory, their heart's desire, their dearest treasure, I will also take away their sons and daughters. And that day a survivor from Jerusalem will come to you in Babylon and tell you what has happened. And when he arrives, your voice will suddenly return so you can talk to him, and you will be a symbol for these people. Then they will know that I am the Lord." Chapter 25. Then this message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, turn and face the land of Ammon and prophesy against his people. Give the Ammonites this word from the sovereign Lord. Hear the word of the sovereign Lord. Because you cheered when my temple was defiled, mocked Israel in her desolation, and laughed at Judah as she went away into exile, I will allow nomads from the eastern deserts to overrun your country. They will set up their camps among you and pitch your tents on your land. They will harvest all your fruit and drink the milk from your livestock. I will turn the city of Rabbah into a pastureland for camels, and all the land of the Ammonites into a resting place for sheep and goats. And you will know that I am the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Because you clapped and danced and cheered with glee at the destruction of my people, I will raise my fist of judgment against you. I will give you as plunder to many nations. I'll cut you off from being a nation and destroy you completely. And you will know that I am the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Because the people of Moab have said that Judah is just like all the other nations, I will open up their eastern flank, wipe out their glorious frontier towns, Beth Jeshimoth, Bel Meon, and Kiriathaim. And I will hand Moab over to the nomads from the eastern desert, just as I handed over Ammon. Yes, the Ammonites will no longer be counted among nations. In the same way, I will bring judgment down on the Moabites, and they will know that I am the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. The people of Edom have sinned greatly by avenging themselves against the people of Judah. Therefore, the Sovereign Lord says, I will raise my fist of judgment against Edom. I will wipe out its people and animals with the sword. I will make a wasteland of everything in, from Taman to Dedan. I will accomplish this by the hand of my people Israel. They will carry out my vengeance with anger. And Edom will know that this vengeance is from me. I, the Sovereign Lord, have spoken. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. The people of Philistia have acted against Judah out of bitter revenge and long-standing contempt. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will raise my fist against the land of the Philistines. I will wipe out the Kerethites and utterly destroy the people who live by the sea. I will execute terrible judgment against them to punish them for what they have done. And when I have inflicted my revenge, they will know that I am the Lord. Hebrews 11, 1 through 16. Faith is the confidence that we hope for, that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in the days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. Abel's offering gave evidence that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. It was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. He disappeared because God took him. For before he was taken up, he was known as a person who pleased God. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. It was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. By his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received the righteousness that comes by faith. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. And even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith, for he was like a foreigner living in tents. And so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God. It was by faith that even Sarah was able to have a child, though she was barren and too old. She believed that God would keep his promise, and so a whole nation came from this one man who was as good as dead, a nation with so many people that, like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore, there's no way to count them. All these people died still believing that God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. They agreed that they were foreigners and nomads here on earth. Obviously, people who say such things are looking forward to a country they can call their own. If they had longed for the country they came from, they would have gone back. They could have gone back, but they were looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 14. A loud and cheerful greeting early in the morning will be taken as a curse.